Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Merry Christmas!
Ho, 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 everyone! And welcome to Watch Along Bus! Merry Christmas, kind of, sort of. We are here over the festive season watching some terrible matches, because tis the season to watch bad wrestling. Fa-la-la-la-la, la-la-la-la. And who be we? I be Fake Geordie, radio presenter without portfolio, former Cultaholic Heavyweight Champion Tom Campbell, and I am joined by my two colleagues, my erstwhile colleagues, from the Cultaholic Classic Raw and SmackDown reviews, respectively. We have, to my metaphorical left, Justin Henry, and he is from off of America.
Doesn't erstwhile mean former?
Oh, yeah. While.
Okay.
Idol.
Idol performer.
That's me, idle.
And idling to my right from the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review, it's only flipping Matthew Gregg, isn't it?
Yay, I'm from the good brand. Yay.
Oh, brand wars.
We should do a brand extension of your era of SmackDown and our era of Raw.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
I'll give
well,
you...
We have, haven't we? We've drafted Bulldog to 94. And keep him.
I'll trade... I would not trade my bulldog for your bulldog, but you can have my Luger.
No dice. I hate this idea. Tom, what's next?
I'll give you a Luger for lowdown.
I'm not looking at you.
So today we are once again back on Watch Along Bus, and we are watching some bad wrestling. Justin Henry has chose the match today. What have we got, Justin?
Well, we have the match that killed the gimmick for all intents and purposes. It is Fall Brawl 1998, the War Games main event. Usually they had a hard time screwing up War Games, but by God, in 1998, they found a way.
We are going back to September the 13th of 1998. Matthew, your memories of this particular War Games?
Reading about it in WCW Magazine and thinking, wow, that looks awesome, because War Games is so photogenic. The big cages, the bright lights, all the main eventers in WCW in one match. How can this miss? And then I watched it.
And we're going to watch it right now, and you can find out how it missed with us. So here's what you need to do for this episode of Watch Along Bus. You need to load up the WWE Network, and you need to go to Fall Brawl 1998, scrub all the way to the main event, which is 2 hours, 19 minutes and 14 seconds in. Team WCW versus NWO Hollywood versus NWO Wolfpack. In a triple threat War Games encounter. 2 hours, 19 minutes and 14 seconds in. I'll give you a second to get there right now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And we're back. Okay, right, let's crack on with some Watch Along Us. Justin Henry, you chose this one. Are you ready to go?
Sure am.
Matthew Gregg, you are surviving this one. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
On go, we press play in 3, 2, 1, a go. Oh, there's Bummer.
We want Bruce.
A little bit of the buffer.
A little bit of the buffer. We are
about to witness. He was wood so buffer.
Oh no.
Ultimate Warrior is the bomb site. No. Kid, put that down immediately.
Change that to A and sure.
Look, I'm just a big fan of Renegade.
Buffer was very good at keeping his job because he really, like, as iconic as his voice is, like, he was never that good at getting some of the major calls right, was he?
No, and to interrupt, the guy has changed his sign. It says Wolfpack, bust him up, kill Hogan.
Kill Hollywood.
Wow. Oh, yeah, that could be anybody.
So, anyway, on the Raw guest host scale, how excited is Buffer to actually be here and enjoy himself?
Look at notes. Very excited to be. Changes notes. Here.
Good night, Springton. There will be no encore.
We had a laugh about him.
I'm
going to
present Larry White. My name's Barry White. Says here, Larry White. I know my own name. We'll see about that. The Hitman Clark, never forget.
The leader of Hulkmania.
Well, that's not. There's also from some unknown part of the planet.
He's just ad libbing. He's realizing no one cares what he says.
No, just start pointing like your brother does.
That's it. Yeah, just do the rumble bit, and you can say whatever you like. Tonight in full brawl, all capitalism is theft. The capital of Nebraska is Lincoln. Are you ready?
Fall Brawl is like Godfather movies. They should have stopped it too.
Are you ready? And then okay, Black 2 is underrated. Are you ready? He's pretending like it's written on the thing in front of them. With the sparklers, if you play this in reverse, it looked like it was taken off, like James Bond in Thunderball.
Maybe it was.
Early morning space launch.
I mean, I love the use of pyro. Like they make it feel very special. Do they? With the old Van war games nonsense.
And I forgot that WWE would do the thing that WWE does. People might go like, "Oh, good." The bringing down the cage music, he. And I thought, oh yeah, there was still like the before then.
Well, it was good to have a little, as Russo would say, pyro and ballyhoo.
Yeah. With the drum beat of Black Betty by Thin Lizzy.
It's like Ron feeling like a new Chrysler with this music.
That's a well weathered cage, isn't it, lads?
Well, it's war. It's not supposed to be pretty.
Not true. NXT cage is well pretty.
I mean, it's such a war. There's people out front protesting.
Look, people at a wrestling show. Mm. That's a novel concept.
WWE trying to get away from the regional thing, and you're talking about, you got a real pretty mouth, Cage.
That Cage got a real pretty mouth.
In that case, they played the wrong song while it was dropping.
Oh, what was someone telling me that Ned Brady, is that the name of the guy who's in the film? Yeah,
right.
He you know, was rather upset because people kept recognizing him because of that one scene.
Of course.
Eventually, Burt Reynolds said, oh, come on, let's go in the route and pretend it's all right. Everything's okay. Let's go to the place where they filmed Deliverance. And I was like, all right, maybe there's a way of getting over trauma, I guess. And he gets there and he finds out that the place where they filmed that has become so infamous because of that. It's now called Sodomy Creek.
Christ!
Speaking of stretching, here's Diamond Dallas Page.
Oh, Justin Henry, out of the park. Pointing before he hits the ball.
Don't get a feeling in the bang.
I had to segue somehow.
Actually, fun fact, we talked over it, but Sodomy Creek is where DDP hails from, according to Michael Buffer. Getting paid more than we get paid in a year to say all this crap.
Well, now the catchphrase makes sense, if that's true.
Oh.
I remember hearing somewhere that Michael Buffer at Thanksgiving every year will say, let's get ready to rumble before they sit down for dinner. And I kind of think that might be a joke, but part of me wants to believe it's true.
I wish they brought me for Shockmaster. Let's get ready to stumble.
Oh.
Hey.
Do you think that as a result of Michael Buffer...
Sorry.
I was going to say, do you think Michael Buffer, because of his connection to Antendeck / PJ and Duncan, does he have freedom of the Northeast?
Yeah, he's got the key to the county.
Because they did a whole song inspired by his ring announcing call. Let's get ready to rumble.
I believe the order of entry for this match is the order in which I feel sorry for these guys. From most sorry for to least sorry for.
Is DDP. He's 45 years young.
The order of people most likely to hug Vince McMahon at an airport. That was a story.
Most likely to bother you at 9 a.m. for a match that they're going to have at 7 p.m. later that night.
On tonight's episode of Magic Tricks Exposed, we have... I was playing along with the music. Is this Clark?
He doesn't say it here, but let's pretend he does. Oh, wait.
Close enough.
Yeah,
that guy patting
him
on the
Brett,
arm.
Hey, Brett.
Oh, I'd knock him out.
Brett Hart doing a great job playing a guy acting like he doesn't want to be there.
And then with tears in my eyes, I told Michael Buffer he got my name wrong. And then I called him Bruce.
The commentators are there talking about, wow, look at the intensity in Brett's head. Look at what he... I wonder what he must be thinking about this. He goes inside his head. He's going, lonesome dove, where's that flower you got on?
I watched some of Brett's scenes from that show thinking they'd be like a decent drama. And the acting was...
amazing.
It was more hammy than a Denny's breakfast.
Would you rather watch Lonesome Dove or Tech War, Justin?
I haven't watched Tech War yet, so I can't say for sure.
Is there a crossover episode?
Yes.
Bret Hart in space. And then with tears in his eyes, Spock told me that I was my favorite Earthling to work with.
He said of all the Earthlings, he was the most fit man. So DDP and Brett, World War III, 98 was before this, right? The month?
After.
Oh, okay.
I remember that bit in this crossover where Bret Hart had a chat with Spock for ages because he refused to drop the title on Konos.
You make it a big comeback with the Genesis program. You make it a comeback to people that go banana. They see you, your kid Spock. That was supposed to be Patterson. I'm sorry. I don't know.
I was
trying to do a... This isn't the meat. Run, Agent Iron Sheik.
Effendi Hogan. Effendi Hogan. He is the best on Twitter, Iron Sheik. Just want to take a moment
from Paris, Iran.
Parry in number one.
Iraq actor.
Nothing gay about Parry.
So I love it.
Until I got here, hacked.
Now, as you point out, this match is one fall, and we're already going for falls between two guys in it. Had it ended there, it would have been for the best.
That would have been brilliant. Right,
so the winner of this gets a title shot.
Yes. At Halloween Havoc.
Halloween Havoc. Oh, okay. You know what? Then that's the one positive about this match. It gave us one of the best matches of all time.
Certainly of Goldberg's career.
Tell me.
What are those little balls? Are they meant to be cannons?
Justin, you were watching at the time. I've only like read back on this period of Bret's career, which he succinctly puts in his book, was rotten. Mm-hmm. So Bret Hart pretended to turn heel and join with NWO Hollywood, and then ended up turning heel and joining with NWO Hollywood and making people go, oh, all right. But no. Bret's now part of NWO Hollywood, but he still looks like he's only pretending to be part of NWO Hollywood because he looks so miserable.
Well, that's true, but he nominally is part of the group, even though he's lost all passion for performing at this point. In fact, I think he has like one or two good matches left in his career after this. Maybe three. This isn't one of them. it was just so confusing. Like, I think him and Luger exchanged U.S. title like four times that summer. And it was just like a whatever proposition. Bret saw the ring on the wall and realized that it wasn't like Vince, where at least then it was organized ahead of time. And
move number one.
So that was what it led to. He was just fed up with it all.
When that episode happened then, and Luger beat him, she finally went, Luger won the title! Luger won the title! Luger won... My favorite calls of all time.
Oh, he's trying to invent his own entertainment.
It was lovely hearing him shout at Sting recently. That warmed my heart so much, hearing Tony Schiavone go, it's Sting! Like, you know that meant the world to him.
Why is Sting going for pins?
Because it's one fall, but it can end at any time.
But...
I know, mate.
I know.
The war games thing. That's the one thing that frustrates me about war games is that you have this match which really is inconsequential until about 20 minutes in.
I didn't pick this match for its application of logic.
No, we're having a go at you, Justin. What is that thing below time remaining?
I was wondering that. It looks like a cannonball and some fire.
I see the
thing
fire
that takes theme, isn't it?
I think somebody made it on Amiga Paint.
It appears to be like a black hole or something.
Is that what we're falling into by watching this match?
You can tell because it sucks.
It puts the abyss in abysmal. Hey. Well, so far it hasn't been terrible. It's been competent.
Yeah, you know what? This has been all right. It's been pretty much what DDP versus Bret usually was. Oh, the discus clothesline.
So, all right.
Oh, it's kicking off now.
Main event, Stevie Ray. Justin, it's on.
Like neck bone.
That's right.
He's got Shane Thorne's name on his ass. That's nice.
Yeah, that's a weird future shock, isn't it?
He's here to get retribution on DDP. It's on like T-Bar.
I wonder if Shane Thorne was watching this when he was like, come up with a name. Oh, I can't think of a name for my... What's that on Stevie Ray's ass? Oh, I've got it, lads!
That's it.
It's a stadium friend. I said, I tell you, I got a great idea. You should call yourself at the Slapjack.
As they watch the show, like, that's it. I'll call myself Trapdoor.
Beautiful. New Zealand number one. Australia actor.
It works no matter what. You can use it in any World Cup match.
Just change the country round.
Exactly.
You can go back in time a bit. West Germany number 9. East Germany actor.
I miss when Stevie would use the slapjack. And Scott Keith would call it the odor eater of death. This is what it looked like.
But never mind that. I'm the time.
What's that?
What happened to time? It was like 5 minutes to begin with, and then they went, oh sod this.
The timer wants nothing to do with this match.
It is war game tradition. The first period is 5 minutes, and every ensuing period is 2 minutes. So technically it does make sense.
Oh. Hmm.
Whilst we are here, since we are at the time of recording, it's the day after War Games, the NXT flavor. Oh, hang on a minute.
It's Sting! It's Lobster Sting!
Oh, it's fine. TV Ray's got him.
It's Perpetual Embarrassment Sting.
He's in the ashamed WO.
I see a Mojo 316 shirt in the crowd. Hi, Mrs. Pacitti.
Sting!
Christ!
Yeah, he didn't go. Ooh, he went. Ow!
As great as Sting is, like, he's had some proper whiffs, hasn't he, over the years? Like, I think of that gif of him from TNA. He does the Scorpion Death Drop and smashes his own head.
Well, that was part of the. That was rigged that way. You know that, right?
Was it really? Why?
Yeah, that was the finish. Just think of knock himself out and Rude could pin him.
But I think more people have seen that gif by Rasslo Monkey with the TNA logo appearing afterwards than have seen the match. I know what's happening. I mean, a horrible finish. Rotten. But it was supposed to happen. That's my defense. Why am I defending this? Let's talk about Stevie Ray versus Red Sting.
This is a 1998 matchup if there ever was one.
What did we think of TakeOver War Games, Matthew, from last night? A time of recording.
It delivered all the things that I wanted from it, but I am very numb now to the NXT formula, and have been all year, I'd say, of everybody kicks out of everything. The match has gone way too long, and everyone insists on doing that bloody Shawn Michaels versus Undertaker. I can't believe he kicked out face. If you do that every single time, it becomes, I actually did believe he kicked out of that.
Oh, here you go. I can't believe.
He's on his seventh set of hips and he's raring to go. More plastic than man, Roddy Piper, 98.
They live, the crowd sleeps.
Hell comes to fall, Wolf.
I'm here to chew bubble gum and throw punches, and I'm all out of bubble gum.
I'm all out of punches.
I need to ramble incoherently and pick up a picture. I love you, Stevie. About WrestleMania 6. I love you, Stevie. All just... these Stevie Rayisms, by the way, Justin. It was on like Neckbone.
Fruit Booty. Suckers got to know.
Suckers got to know, that's right. Oh.
And no, you want Booker T, I'll just get him. That's another popular one.
Yes, I am going to join NWO Hollywood because I've got nothing else going on. It's a perfect reason to turn.
I really enjoyed his commentary, though. He was actually like a breath of fresh air compared to like, not just the dull style he had at the time.
Sorry, that was the eye poke of doom. I had to. Yeah. Yes, I agree. Because in SmackDown chronological, me and Tom, he just started commentating. Thinking about putting on three, and I'm like, he was fun.
They just zoomed in on Stevie Ray, like, falling between the rings. And, like, struggling to get back in.
Like his legs were in stuck between the ring. You should just left him there.
He was like a turtle on his back.
like Winnie the Pooh in Rabbit.
Stevie Ray going, oh, bother. I just wanted a smackering of honey.
Come here, I'll cut your legs off. Oh, I yes.
I can watch him in this company too.
Yes, it made no sense for him and Sting to join NWO Hollywood. But never mind, it happened anyway. It's Luger.
Well, Luger's young and hip.
I mean, look at him.
Sting, who Sting's best mate, who looks like the singer Sting a bit, Lex Luger.
Here, I can see it.
It'd be like if Art Carney joined the cast of In Living Color.
Oh my God, that'd be amazing.
Bret Hart joining Nexus.
Well, they've never ruined the stable to have Bret in it ever.
So, yeah, three-way match. Three people in each team, I believe. And it's for a singles title shot.
Yes.
And Piper and DDP have already started fighting each other. Oh, I just want to point out for people who are like, why is this match so bad?
I never get behind those old tag team matches for with the chance at a singles title.
WWE loved them.
They did.
It's timely given the recent passing of Pat Patterson, but it's worth noting he clearly did not put this match together.
No.
Yeah.
It'd be a little more intricate than what we're getting.
Patterson never did a War Games then.
Yeah, he didn't.
I don't know why I'm opining that out loud. I just thought I'd say it and ask it rather than say it. I'd be completely wrong.
I wonder how Pat would have done in War Games.
Possibly better than this.
Small chance.
Because you are quite limited in terms of... I mean, is that wrong for me to say? You're quite limited in terms of the sort of creative options you've got?
Yeah. But it's more the image and what's happening in the build-up than it is
the match itself.
Yeah.
I mean, you watch 92, it's cramped, but there's always action going on.
Right.
Someone's getting busted open. Someone's getting their head wedged between the two rings. Bodies are flying, things jumping over the ropes. And there's always something happening, even though it's not really a whole lot of room to do a ton. Sting pressing Rude into the ceiling.
Mm.
One of the best spots ever.
Hi, 89. Steve Williams just doing that, I think, for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Says, I'm not sure if it's true or not, but he said Hogan heard the pop that Nash got and decided to sneak in early to steal his heat. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but that's what I've always believed.
Referee Scott Dickinson was standing there doing Sling Blade's face. I think he's early. I reckon he shouldn't be in the ring yet.
Oh, there's Hogan going to save his friend in NWO Hollywood. And Luger's like, Hogan. Oh, that was supposed to happen. All right, well.
I don't know what's going on.
What we missed was Brett turning face and heel three times while in the torture rack itself.
So Hogan and Brett are on the same team, but they were sizing each other up just then. And then Steve Easter, God, it's what a hot mess.
No, Tom, it's shades of grey.
Oh,
and by that, I mean the hair. Well, that's all about my head. Tom, what did you think of War Games last night?
I loved it. It was a great time. I thought the men's match had more going on than the women's. I hear what you say.
Yes.
The women's match was really strong, but there was a few bits, there was a few contrived moments that stood out to me. Which I went against. But then, I mean, everyone's talked about it, but, I mean, fair play to Pat McAfee for throwing himself into that role with such aplomb, you know.
Oh, God, Nash is screwed now. He's got hit with the leg drop.
I just realised, wait, I wonder why they did that far away, but Hogan's like, I'm not going to leg drop a freaking trap door.
It'd be stupid to fall on that trap door tonight, wouldn't it? Imagine what damage, irreversible damage it would do if somebody was to fall on that trapdoor tonight.
Yeah. I like Warrior's very defiant defense going, oh, Bulldog was effed up way before he fell on that trapdoor. How dare he blame me? Heartless bastard.
This crowd's going banana because they want to split.
Hey.
What would Pat Patterson say to that, Matthew?
Whatever it would be, you being broken. And go, oh, oh.
RVD. RVD.
It's the ultimate vapor.
Mr. Perfect, under the ring, eating nothing but fatty, greasy food. Oh, no, it's the other one.
Doing the Adam Pacitti spunky cock dance.
He just stood there posing.
It's Lorenzo Lamas.
Instantly gets beaten down. What?
This match had so much heat they had to put it out.
They really didn't think this through, did they?
And then,
I'm going to use Earl, he's going to sell it out of his trunk later.
All right, Hebner.
Where's he gone, brother?
Well, I beat him, and now...
There he is!
What? What was the point of that?
It's the element of surprise, isn't it?
Surprise!
No, now remember, the smoke can kill everybody except for Hogan and Stevie Ray.
Oh, Stevie Ray versus Warrior, finally. Just one more about
your leadership.
Oh, no. Oh, hit.
The beefers here.
Him Skid Row himself to save the day.
Sebastian Croc.
Skid Mark.
So Hogan has just gone, leave Stevie in there. He's got this. That was a theory, wasn't it? Was that I got the doors open? Oh, there's a lock on it. It's fine. Was that the theory? Was that Hogan was just like, oh, just sod it. I'm just going to sacrifice Stevie and get away from here.
Who's between the rings? Is that Piper?
It's Piper having a little sleep. In the gully of the ring.
Do an audition taped.
So, God, this is just like Sting Squadron versus the Dangerous Alliance.
What's Warriors like a dog, like following his owner around the window? Like, he can't get him. I'll just follow him all the way around.
I'm waiting for Elegante to come running up from the top.
Hang on. This part's famous.
Yeah, this is the bit I remember as well. Warrior's going to kick out the cage. He's going to come in out of his cage and he's doing just...
I believe in that one sequence, he tore his bicep and busted his ankle.
Oh my God.
He's packing.
Yes. Unfortunately, it hindered the quality of their match at Halloween Havoc.
Oh, is that what it was? That's
yes.
Oh, the police are here to arrest them for stealing the show.
Meanwhile,
all action all the time for Brawl 98.
Everybody's hobbling.
Hobble, stumble, hobble, school.
What are we doing?
Seamless.
A gust of wind sent Brett flying backwards. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, so how did Warrior get the title shot then? If Paige got the pin?
No, Warrior didn't get the title shot.
I thought we had Hogan Warrior at Halloween Havoc.
We did, but Hogan wasn't the champ. Goldberg
was.
Right.
Yes, he had that amazing title room. Remember?
Right. That's right. That's correct.
And now we get the cheap summer backyard barbecue rendition of Smells Like Teen Spirit.
That's right. We can pretty much do all the promos he had in between now and then. Goldberg scum, you're going to feel the bang.
Hey, scumberg!
Dave only gave it -4 stars.
Oh, he's very polite.
I look like I'm 40, I wrestle like I'm 30, and I have sex like I'm 20, or whatever. DDP likes. Got off. No, don't run. I'm your friend.
Where's the exit? I gotta get out of this show.
He's away.
Yeah, he's not, if you run in like run our test, and everyone's
Oh, that was a treat, lads. That was an absolute treat to watch that with you.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't. You're right, actually.
This is someone wearing a Fujifilm shirt. I just want to acquire that shirt.
And we'd like to thank you for watching along with us as well. We'll be back tomorrow for more of these. Did you have a lovely time, Justin?
No.
Did you have a lovely time, Matthew?
No.
Excellent. See you tomorrow. He is at JRH Writing. He is at Matthew Gregg. I am at Tom Campbell. And together we are at Cultaholic. Don't forget to join us. Ho, ho, ho. Main event, Stevie Ray. Love you. Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.